Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, Season 2, Episode 20. Guys, 20 episodes in this season so far. It's kind of crazy. With us, as always, my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo!
We also got our boy, Chloe, in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
Alex is here.
What up, guys? It's your boy. Let's go.
Ooh, and your girl is here, too.
What up, what up?
Cherry's in the house. What up, Cherry?
What's up?
How is everyone so far?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. I know everyone's been kind of crazy, swamped, busy this past week.
No, it's been pretty chill.
Yeah?
Oh. I'm dying.
Suckers.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. You're exhausted?
Yeah.
But we're here.
Nice. All right. Well, let's start the podcast like we always do. And that is what we wore on feet today. Cherry, what'd you wear on feet today?
I was wearing some Flyknit Lunars. Actually, there were like multicolor from like how you actually got me those, Chris, from an outlet.
Yeah, the Flyknit Lunars.
Yeah, which number?
Multicolors.
Yeah.
Multi.
Is there like a number to that one?
No.
It's just Flyknit multicolor lunar. Like that's it.
I think it's a lunar 3.
It's the 7.
Oh, okay.
Or the 8. I don't know.
Didn't remember,
but
the
it's
number
1 in your hearts.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh. Ooh.
I love that shoe.
I don't even know.
Yeah, because I walk to work. I try to walk to work and stuff.
That's cool.
So it makes it tough in the morning to like choose my shoe now, because otherwise I have to carry an extra one. I was running late, so I comfortably can walk up the hill to work in those. I love them. So comfy.
Awesome.
You know I'm all about that Flyknit Lunar Racer.
Flyknit Life?
Life. Or Boost on the Adidas side, man. Those are just so dope.
Yeah, why don't you leave like a selection row of sneakers at work, yeah.
Because I don't allow my staff to do that. So if I do it, it's kind of not nice, you know?
Oh, okay.
I get that.
I'm trying to be a fair person.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, sometimes I forget my shoes and I go back and I get them because I get mad when they leave. Imagine 30 employees leaving all their selection of...
That's true.
Right?
Okay.
Drop my phone.
I'm sure that could get a little crazy.
Yeah. So I try to lead by example.
Do you have an office?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well.
Yeah. Well, not a personal office. It's all of our offices.
Do you have a?
Oh, okay.
Do you have a desk?
I do have a desk. Yeah, but we all kind of share it too. It's not like my office and my desk, you know.
Okay, so you don't have a desk and you don't have an office.
No.
Do you have a cubby?
Not a personal one.
Like a cubby?
No cubbies. No.
No
so
locker.
Our stuff is kind of just there, you know.
Okay, so
she can't bring shoes to work.
We have a little employee area, but it's not enough to support everybody in their extra shoes and wardrobe. Well, someone like you would definitely not work with 4 wardrobe changes a day, right?
4.
So what you can do swing by Alex's store.
Oh, I could leave.
Pick up your yeah.
No.
I'm just joking, but yeah. So that's why, like, so I'd say, like, to be honest, I don't wear a good 80% of my shoes, like a solid 80% are not worn, because I wear some shoes on launch, like when it's a launch day.
Yeah.
So if it's like a Jordan 5 that's releasing, I'd wear a 5 that morning. If it's an 11, I'll wear an 11 just for the theme, but. 3-4 hours, my feet are done. I'm also wearing a size too small, as we've discussed. I'm being cheap and wearing grade school when I should wear like a 7.5 or 8 men's, but I squeeze my foot. So there's several reasons for this issue I'm having.
Ah, but you make it work.
I do.
That's awesome. Chloe, what'd you wear on feet today?
I wore some Air Max 1 in the Escape colorway, which is like brown with some mustard. With some hints of red.
A little bit of red.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Really nice. I like them.
Oh, those are nice.
I was like, I got to wear a different pair of shoes to pod night. I've been wearing the go-tos.
The creams?
The creams, the Flyknits. Went through those two today.
Did you?
I did.
Is it another like 4 pair of sneakers a day?
It actually was.
Tabarouette.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good for you. What else did you wear then?
The classics.
I wore some of these.
The beater creams, the beater Flyknits.
I thought you were saying that I can't wear those anymore.
No, I wore those.
Chloe, in your like diversity of shoes, you have any like loafers and like non-sneaker stuff? Or it's all sneakers?
Around... outside of the house or
like for like weddings or business meetings?
Is it always a sneaker
or?
And like a nicer sneaker? Or do you have like non-sneaker footwear?
I have maybe a pair of sandals.
Ooh, one fair.
My daughter threw out
with
a
Velcro
that were with Velcros. A pair of fire ones. They turned yellow.
Oh my god!
So she found a pair in one of my closets, and she's like, "You should wear these. These are white. They're not yellow." Yeah. So the yellow ones got tossed into the garage, and then I have the around the house all white ones now.
Nice.
For Jordan flip flops.
Cool.
But I think I'll add a pair of slides to my.
Yeah.
I saw the green pair that Alex was talking about in the last pod. Yeah. Sorry, last pod. It's not a foamy green. It's felt.
Felt.
It's straight up felt.
Yeah, but it's the hints of gold that I can't do.
No. You can't see it. It's inside.
It's really good. It looks
inside the strap.
Okay.
It's fire. I'll send you a picture.
It's baller.
Okay. No. It's like actually fire.
If you walk around, people will bend down and touch your sandals, like your slides.
That's goals.
Yeah. They'll like,
that's
whoa.
Yeah.
Walking downtown, that happens?
No.
It's felty. Bow to me, sir.
Yeah.
Cool. Chris, what'd you wear on feet today?
I wore some Nike Footscape Flyknit Magista.
Ooh.
Yeah. Been a while since I wore them. I like the high collar. It makes me feel ninja.
What color are we?
Gray.
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah.
Very cool. Alex, you're up.
Been wearing a lot of Boosts lately. Tons of Boosts. And this morning, I decided to try and wear a pair of Gazelles because Chloe tagged me in a picture yesterday because he wanted those burgundy Gazelles so bad. So I was like, you know what? Let me wear those today. Paired that up with a nice like burgundy X-Bio Adidas Originals t-shirt. And then I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, nope. This is not happening today. So nope. I put them back in the box. And I did my game, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, pick a shelf for me, yo. And I picked a shelf random, and then I looked at tubular boxes, and I was like, tubular 93.
Yeah.
So wearing those today, they're actually so freaking good. It's basically the OG 93 tubular upper sitting on the newer version of the tubular soles that we kind of know. It looks like a big marshmallow. It's a good compromise of like sneaker and like that bulky sneaker and that more modern style because of the sole. Really enjoyed it. And a lot of people were asking me what those were today. So I got the reaction that I wanted. Plus I felt super fresh.
Dope. Yeah.
It's cool to wear like some suede runners, you know, like you, like everything now is prime knit or. Yeah. Something knit or something fly or something like super simple. And it's cool to have like big, really well constructed sneakers with like tons of garments.
Yeah. That'll make you sweat.
They did make me sweat though.
Did they?
Sure.
A little warm?
Oh, official, man. It's hot in Montreal these days.
It is.
Today wasn't that hot though.
I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, weather today talk. Was really perfect.
Weather again. Talk, yeah.
Mikey,
let's move on.
What are you wearing today?
Today to work, I wore a pair of Yeezy V2s, black with a red stripe, and then to pod tonight, I wore my Chicago ones.
Nice. Yeah. You got dressed up for us.
A little bit, yeah. Threw on my Blue Jay socks too.
Ooh.
Yeah. Go Jays.
Oh my god, guys! I brought my Cortezes in a bag to work.
Go Jays.
As like my wardrobe change. And they rubbed up against the box, and there's stains on it.
So wait, so you did bring an extra pair?
The other day.
Oh.
But I didn't put them in the box. And then they rubbed up against another box I had, and now there's like orange marks. I think it'll come off.
On the box or on the shoe?
On the shoe. But I think it'll come off. I didn't try to clean it yet, but I wore it one day to work. They're actually very comfortable.
Just magic eraser that shit.
I know, but I just was sad.
Baby wipes.
The first day I wore them.
Clothes go to the baby wipe.
It hurts.
Awesome. Did anyone pick up anything this week?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
You know what?
Alex, yo, you first.
He's like,
yo, I have a wedding this weekend.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
Yep. One of my boys getting married, and I mean, I'm actually the officiant.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. And so I went shopping for my for my attire, you know what I'm saying? Found some stuff, whatever. And then
you should get an Adidas tie. That'd be dope. Like no, three stripes.
Kind of. But no, it's not happening. I need to wear a bow tie. So I was looking for like a black shoe, and I really don't like dress shoes. So I picked up a pair of triple black gazelles. Ooh. Leather gazelles. So, because I had like black Stan Smith. Normally black Stan Smith are like my go-to for when I go out. But gazelles are a bit sleeker. Had a good price on it, whatever. And yeah.
That's cool.
So I picked up some low-key.
You're not going to do a dress shoe?
Nope. I love that. I asked my boy. He said it's okay.
Yeah.
It was like my conditions.
I like that.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like a sneaker. Like, I mean, I will look amazing from head to ankles.
Is your suit black? What are you wearing?
Black suit, ivory shirt, and a blue bow tie.
Pinroll your pants.
No, they're actually they're dress pants from Zara, and they have a cuff.
Can
you guys picture that?
Yes.
So they're like they have like the permanent crease.
Yeah.
But they also have like a cuff in the bottom, like an elastic cuff.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So it's ça marche. You guys don't seem convinced, but I actually look good.
But okay.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'll send you pictures.
You can wear black socks.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are not convinced at all. I like that.
I'm not convinced.
Thanks for the support.
Well, have you been...
Said I look good. That's what matters.
Have you been practicing? That's all that matters. You're officiating. This is a big deal.
I'm actually trying to finish my speech tonight. It's my ceremony.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. But it's really fun.
You'll kill it.
Did you guys have the bachelor party yet?
It's kind of a weird situation where like the wedding is like kind of... the whole like... timeline of the wedding is upside down.
Oh,
so it will happen later down
after
the line.
The wedding.
Yes, but it's all good.
Huh?
Yeah. Voila.
That's cool. People
I also picked up some other stuff, but it's in the mail, so maybe we'll talk next week.
Yo, you shop. Ooh. You're a little shopaholic.
Why?
Like.
Yeah.
Damn.
What?
I wanted to buy the DMPs today, but I didn't.
Oh.
The pack.
Yeah.
The whole
That's a big investment.
I know.
It's like $600 Canadian.
I know. Well, I'd squeeze into grade school.
Do you like both?
I personally, out of the two, I mean, normally I would go for the white ones, but in this case, the black one's really nice.
Yeah.
It sort feels of, nice. Like it's soft. I don't know. It's the sort black of
Jordan
one 14. To me. Yeah, the
14. The black one.
The leather looks really nice.
I went to visit Cherry today. She showed me the box. It's actually really impressive.
Cool, so right? I didn't even realize that all the designs on it. I don't know if you guys know, but it's the actual play.
The play, yeah.
So all those scribbles and whatever, which is so cool. So on the box, it's like a black box. And then on the outside, if you haven't seen it, it has like gold scribbles on it. And I guess if you don't know, you don't realize what it is. You think it's just a design, but it's actually the Phil Jackson, like the actual play of that last shot that he took, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just cool. Like once I knew that, it just made it like so much cooler. And there's just stuff in the box when you open it. It has a little thing about, you know, just the little paragraphs in it. I'm such a sucker for that. It's so dope. But the people that were coming in today buying it, it was really exciting. It was people were hyped about it, super excited. One young kid came. Young kid, when I say that, I mean like he looked like 15, 16, which is pretty young to buy like a $600.
For sure.
To make that kind of investment.
Yeah.
And he was alone, like wasn't with his parents or anything. And then he had his backpack on. And I'm like, are you getting the pack? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, oh, it's for my prom. And I was cool. Oh, that's so cute. And then he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, which one are you going to wear? Like, what's your outfit like? He's like, oh, the white. It's for the white ones that he was getting it. And I think his suit is like white and gold or something, whatever. And
well, that's
I
cool.
thought it was so cute. I was like, you got to come back and show me pictures of your outfit. And then, just all most of the people, it was a different, it wasn't my usual,
like
it
wasn't crowd.
It wasn't my usual crowd.
Okay.
And yeah, it was fun.
It was on a Wednesday too, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah. Brought in kind of a different crowd. I guess like the real collectors that are really into like the meaning of it and like whatever. I would say between the black and white, it was like 50-50.
Okay.
At first I thought everybody was going for the black.
Yeah.
Most of my staff were going for the black.
Okay.
But then during the day, there was like a solid amount of people that were wanting the white. So I think it seems pretty 50-50.
All right. So you're really into the black. Chris, if you were to pick one of the two, which one would you pick?
I'm more partial to 14, but I do like
13. So the white is a 13, well. If you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do prefer, I find that Jordan 13s look badass when you're taking a jump shot.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Yeah, but I'm partial to 14s.
Chloe, what about you? If you had to pick one of the two.
I would go with the 13 as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
In that colorway?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I'm not a super big fan of all black shoes.
Mm. Unless I'm balling. See, normally neither am I, but in this case, it's the quality that got me though. And you know, I always say I'm not a quality person, but I felt like these right away. I felt it and I saw it, especially in the back of it. Like the what do you call the back part of it?
The butt? Heel?
The butt?
The butt.
The booty? The heel? Oh my God, I could see the quality. Normally I really don't notice those things. And yeah, you see it.
Now, Alex, did you see them? You saw the box. Did you see the shoes?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think? In another dimension, if you were to pick one.
I'll wear whichever has boost.
Oh my God.
Good answer. That makes sense.
They both have boost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you have to pick one.
Okay, I would do the white.
Yeah.
I would do the white too.
Do the white.
Huh.
So the thing is.
So interesting.
It depends.
I would go for the white.
I would walk in the white. I would dance in the black. I've always wanted to dance in basketball shoes.
Huh.
Yeah, because I just find it looks pimp.
Like so,
but I would wear in the white.
The Jordan 14. It looks like Batman. Other Jordan 14s that have come out already, you know, because it's all black. Like the actual last shot is black and red, like fully black and then a bit of red and stuff. And there's been other, like, mostly black Jordan 14s, like the black with the UNC colorway and everything. But the 13, there's no white with the
totally different
small hit of gold or whatever color you call that.
Interesting.
And that's why I would be more partial to that one.
Okay.
You know, it's like an actual, I'm not a super fan of like new Jordan colorways, like slapped on the old retros, but this one's not bad because, well, anything gold, white, black, it's cool.
Yeah.
And it's, from the looks of it, it's white leather, right? The panels.
Mm-hmm.
When it's white leather on like the Jordan 13, you feel that cushion, like that pillow plush quality.
That's
when you press into it.
That's what the 14 feels like too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like the white is you feel it more. You look it more. Yeah. Anyways,
I would think of the 13 as like a couch kind of shoe.
Mm.
I picture a couch every time I look at it for some reason.
And the size 13 box is so massive.
It is.
It's ridiculous. I couldn't even, like, to get people's sizes, it took me, like, 5 minutes. Like, I have to individually lift it. They're heavy, man.
Crazy.
Those boxes are huge.
And speaking of Jordan brand, Jordan doing a collaboration with Converse, which is really cool, with a Jordan 2 and a Converse Fast Break. Really dig the colorway. Chloe, I know you're a big fan of the Jordan 2.
Huge
what do you
fan.
Think of this shoe?
I think it's dope. Yep. I like them both. I'd rock them both.
They're really nice.
Yep.
I think they both give off their own vibe.
They're super clean, simple. Looks like a good dad shoe for me.
You could hear the airplanes overhead. It's all good. It's all good. Chris, I know you're a Duke fan. Does this shoe is it kind of tainted for you because it's got that powder blue on it?
Well, not tainted, but I didn't have intentions of buying it. One, because I don't feel like I need it in my collection. Out of the two shoes, I do like the Converse silhouette more, the Fast Break. It seems like something that I can actually play in now.
Oh.
And
you'd ball in it?
I'd ball in it.
Oh, yeah.
Just why not? It looks cool. It looks dope, right? Yeah. So the blue, for some reason, doesn't seem very light bluish to me.
No.
Right?
It's not North Carolina. Like,
but I know in my head it's North Carolina. So I like stay away from it anyways. But I appreciate the pack. In case people don't know, Jordan, when he hit the shot in college to beat Georgetown, was wearing Converse. So that's why this pack makes sense.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
Super dope.
Legit, so sick. Amazing.
Cute box.
Yeah, it comes in a really cool box.
Yep. See, that's the thing. Cool packaging will sell me halfway. And then...
Same.
Yeah.
cool package.
Because sometimes you just like, wow, just got to get that box.
All right. So it is official. Adidas Yeezy V2 Zebra restocking. Alex, I'm sure the phone has been ringing off the hook.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Personal phone, work phone.
Really?
Phone at work.
The DM slide.
People have been knocking on my door. Yeah, like everything. You know what? I've been reading, hearing. The Zebra has been such like a, it's been a legend on its own since it's released, for all the trouble that it caused and the drama that it, the I won't say the drama, but all the stories around the infamous release of the Zebra back in February when it originally released, that I'm actually happy that they're coming out again. I think that if you are not happy that it's coming out because you originally want a pair, well, just like enjoy your own and be happy for others that are going to win. Because in the end, what matters is like,
just everybody wins, man.
Everybody wins, you know, like it's...
The people that are pissed are like the money people who it's like either they paid $1,000
for real. Like I've been thinking about this. I actually feel kind of bad for those people, but at the same time, who that was not in the brand could have predicted?
But this is why I don't feel bad for them, because for example, as much as I like certain shoes, like I've said before,
I would never
spend
that money.
I don't even spend $100 over retail. I just don't do it, right?
Yeah,
because that's my decision. I just, that's why it's like I don't feel bad, because every person had a decision of like, hey, do I want to spend that? That's the risk, and you decide if that value is worth it to you, right? So they made a decision, and it was okay for them. So I don't know. I don't feel bad.
Yeah,
they had a choice. That's the choice they made. So I feel like that's why people should make the choice based on like, okay, am I okay that I spent this much money for this shoe? Does this make me comfortable?
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Like it shouldn't be because, oh, nobody else has it and it's super exclusive, well, and I'm going to spend this much money and it won't drop again. So that's why I'm getting it. Like,
yeah, okay. But
it's people for the wrong reasons that are pissed off. That's what I think.
Well, no, not necessarily, because you stated that, okay, let's say I did want the shoe a lot and it did seem very limited. And because of that, resale price is very high.
Mm-hmm.
So I, a true fan of the shoe, do want it, and then I save up my money,
mm-hmm,
and I eventually pay resale for it.
Right.
And I'm like, I paid a lot of money. It's not the best situation, but I love the shoe so much, I'm going to spend a lot of dollars on it.
Right.
And I invest and I pay a lot of money for the shoe because I love it so much. And then this second release comes along and it diminishes the value of the shoe that I have.
Okay.
Because there's so many more on the market now.
But who cares if it diminished the value if you were getting it for yourself?
Because I spent a lot more money than I had to.
But you made that choice.
I know, but it doesn't negate the fact that I could have gotten it cheaper.
If you score it.
Yeah, but it's
all a could, though. It doesn't mean for sure.
Yeah, but you can't say that my reason for buying it was wrong. Like reason for spending a lot was wrong.
I'm not saying it's
wrong,
but my point is just that I think that's the problem with people, is that you should make sure that whatever decision you're making for your purchase, that you're comfortable with that much money on that shoe for yourself, and not because of the market value of it and not because of like the resale value and what other people are willing to spend on it. It should just be, hey, if I'm going to spend $1,000 on a shoe right now for myself, that makes me happy to have that and spend that money and keep that shoe, regardless of what's going to happen later.
No, but regardless of what's going to happen later doesn't come into people's minds because...
But it should.
No.
I think it should. Let me try to explain an example.
But like historically, the Yeezys, how many have re-released?
Just the black. Pirate Black.
Pirate Black.
Right. Yep.
So when a shoe comes out and it comes out in such limited numbers, you have no ideal that it's gonna come back out. You can't.
Right, you can't predict it.
Right. So the way that you like, look, a person that saves up their money and then drops like $1,000 on a shoe, clearly does not expect the shoe to come back out.
Right.
Or else they would not be spending that much money.
Right.
Okay. So I make this clear decision. I'm gonna save up. Right. I'm gonna pass on all these other shoes. I'm gonna save up all this money. Then eventually decide to spend the money.
Right.
I spend $1,000 on a shoe and I'm happy because I made a decision and I'm okay with that decision. Then unforeseen, boom, they decide to re-release the shoe, lowering the resale value of the shoe, meaning that after the second release, most likely the resale value of the shoe will be lower. I will not have to have paid $1,000 for it. I maybe have to pay $800 for it.
But that's like part of the game. So if you're playing that game, like don't be mad. I'm not playing a game. It's like going to the casino. I mean,
But I'm not taking a shot.
It's just a shitty surprise.
I'm really saving up money and like spending.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't feel bad because the way I look at it is like there's two kinds of people. There's people who are buying it to wear it and keep it and they're not really concerned about any resale or whatever, blase, blase. But then there's that other person who's buying it because of this whole game. And if you're playing this whole resale game, it's part of it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
So you don't feel bad about those people.
I don't feel bad. It's a loss for them this time, but sometimes they win. So it's like, I don't feel bad is what I'm saying. It's part of the game. That's all. I don't feel bad for you.
Okay.
You know, you made a decision, like, and that's what it is.
I think I'll be like the happy guy. I'm just happy for everyone. If they can win, they can win. And like, if they can get a second shot, they get a second shot. That's amazing. Because like, it's not the first. I think it's like the second or third time now we had an Adidas exclusive release with Bape and the restock of the OG and MD and now like the Zebras. And it's really cool that they bring these backs again. I think it would be cool if they brought the Bape back again,
or like, the Oxford 10s,
you know, like, or we can't predict these things. I'll answer this question on the pod for whoever asked me on my personal Instagram. No, I had no clue this was gonna happen, not at all. I had no idea. Like, I was convinced at some point that the Olives were gonna release on the 24th. Like, I was convinced, and then someone randomly like messaged me, like, Like people ask me questions sometimes, like as if I knew, like, I knew more stuff that you guys know, but like, I don't.
Olive would have been fucking sweet.
I'm really excited for Olive. You know, it will come out at some point.
I hope so.
But I don't know.
Twice.
Yeah, maybe twice, maybe once. And like, interesting to think that out of all the V1s, the only one that came out twice was the Pirate Black.
Yeah.
So who could have predicted that?
Remember there was rumors of the Turtle Dove re-releasing too.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I think people make up their own kind of like
rumors.
We should make up
wishes.
We should.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so Beluga. Who could have predicted that the Zebras would have come out again?
Exactly.
Maybe just because it's an Adidas exclusive. Yeah. Maybe that came into play. I don't know. I don't care. Happy for everyone. Also happy for everyone that cut Calabasas. I think it's a really cool, non-expensive shoe. That looks really good. That has some sort of heritage behind it.
Provides
and quality
status.
Looks good. And also like a good
hype
status.
Shoe.
Yeah. So.
Hype well, piece. I think. So this Zebra re-release. If I own a pair already. And I paid retail. I'm like indifferent. I get a second shot at a second pair. If I don't own a pair. Then I'm very happy. Because I get a second shot at a pair. If I paid resale. I'm a bit upset because if I paid resale after the second wave, maybe I paid cheaper. Maybe I paid the same price, but I'm a bit worried.
I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just to sum up my point is just, I just feel that the people that were really getting it for their own selves to wear, not because of the resale game, if they paid a little bit more, whatever, I think they're kind of just like whatever about it. Because at the end of the day, they got it for themselves. They're not planning on reselling it. I just feel like maybe it'll hurt a little because it's like, oh shit, like, you know, I paid that much.
I could have paid less.
But it won't kill them because it was for them. It's like,
but then, yeah,
they're rocking it. They're not planning on selling it. So it's like, whatever, at least I have it. I don't have to worry. And I think they'll just, it'll be, the pain will be like a quick little,
you know, sting. What they should do? They should enter a raffle for a second pair and then average out the cost.
Well, yeah,
and it hurts much less.
There you go.
Okay. You know what?
People
just,
will
okay.
Do that.
Just like this little thing I have to put out there. For everyone that's going to win and that has complained about reselling the first time, you better, if you win the second time, this time, if you win for the first time, the second time, if you complain about the resale the first time and you resell the shoe, you have a problem.
Oh, okay. So, so a person that didn't
you
get
lost
the
first
run.
Time
okay.
And you were pissed off because you didn't win. And complain about people reselling for over a G. And now second time comes around and you win and you decide to sell this shoe, you have an issue.
Well, anyone that complains about resell, then gets a shoe and then starts reselling, kind of
needs to check his game. Themselves. Yeah.
Check yourself before
No, because I know it's going to happen. You know, like when... Sure. Anyway, yeah.
Well, there was a movie called Confidence. And it's like con men, right? And I feel like I've told you guys this story before.
Yes.
Tell me again.
On the pod?
Yeah.
No.
Not on the pod.
Tell it on
Anyways,
the pod.
Anyways, it's this group of people that run a con, okay? And the way they explain it is everything works well. The mark, they always know they'll get their mark because one factor keeps coming back with all marks. And that factor is greed. And so they run their con, and then the main dude always goes, and there you go. That's when it happens, the greed. And when the greed comes into play, the mark falls for the con. It's at that exact point. So whenever greed comes into play, that's when people might be convinced to, you know what? I know I've said shit about people reselling.
But I'll do it.
But all that money, it makes sense. And that's when that greed comes in. Yeah. And then you kind of just justify everything for yourself. And, you know, sucks, but I understand too. Yeah. We'll make sense of it as well. Like, you're like, it's hard to refuse like such high money value when
it comes
it's in. Right in front of your face.
Yeah.
But, you know.
On verra. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
To each their own. Big congratulations to the Golden State Warriors for winning the NBA championship. Steph Curry, KD. I think KD was like very, very happy about this. It's never happened to him before, so congratulations. But speaking of the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, images came out of his new The Curry 4. I've seen a low model too, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, Chris, he was wearing the low in some of the games.
How do you feel about this shoe?
I like it. I like it a lot more than 3. For those who haven't seen a picture of it, check it out. It's pretty cool. It comes with the high version is kind of like a sock that goes up the leg. It seems a lot more sleeker, a lot more aerodynamic. Not that I know anything about like science or anything. Science, but yeah, man. It's definitely a shoe that I'd love to ball in.
Have you guys seen the KD10s?
So nice.
That are coming out this weekend.
Those are really big laces on that shoe. That's like beautiful. Really big.
They're really nice.
It's definitely like a close shoe.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need to see a shot from the over top.
Up top?
Up top. Just, so, yeah.
Yeah. I see. I know what you mean. If it's too roundish, right? It looks too wide. Then it looks like you have clown shoes
like
on.
A bowling toe type thing.
But
that bubble is nice.
Only you see that view, right? Yeah. Yeah, you got to remember that.
It's really clean.
I do like it. And yeah, we were talking about it off pod. You said Oreo, right? That's the name of it. Yeah,
Oreo's the shit.
Anything Oreo is, again, half sold on the shoe already without you showing me a picture.
Yeah.
Cherry, you guys getting those?
Those fat laces are Yeezy-ish.
Yeah.
Ish.
I don't think so. Let me check. I don't think so, though. States. The only KD10 we had them. I forgot what the colorway is called, but the white one, the first one.
White one is
what was the name of that one?
This is a Foot Locker exclusive.
Yeah, but Canada? In the States. I don't think I'm getting it this weekend. I love the new KD though. It's fire. Everybody's loving it. The staff's loving it. It's beautiful. It's like very close to the last one. Just like the changes they made are just perfect.
Yeah, the nine. It's like the was right a nice changes. Shoe. Like I look at the nine and I feel like I want to play in them. Definitely.
I was not a big fan of the KD8. I think
eight
that was
the one with the sock that goes all the way up.
I think that's like the EXT version of that.
Oh. I didn't like that. I think, to be honest with you,
not a big fan of the KD8. Love KD7 though.
I love this 10. When I first saw it, I just think it's beautiful, and everybody that puts it on grabs it. Like it's
can
nice.
You, do you kind of nice. Keep a track of which, let's say Nike player sells more sneakers in your store?
I mean, yeah, like, we can keep
like
a track.
Kobe. No, but like. I don't need concrete numbers, but from the looks
of it,
it's
PG
like,
and Kyrie right now.
Really? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, those are the new price ones point? That came out.
Yeah. Price point price is definitely play major.
Price point's huge there.
But just as an overall shoe, it's just the Kyrie's and the PG's price point, and I guess just the overall, you know, aesthetic fit of the shoe. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, PG's. It works for everybody. They love it. Wow.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how well they're doing.
PGs are doing super amazing. Surprised.
Yeah,
like they're gone.
I get it, but
maybe it's the strap. Straps do well.
They do
I
well.
I feel like they do well. Yeah.
You can't keep Kyries in stock. Can't keep PGs in stock.
Really?
The Kyrie really surprises me because I'm like I want to grab some Kyries, but later down the line.
Even myself, because obviously, if I work in HOH wearing the black jersey, you have to wear basketball shoes because you're in the HOH because it's Nike, right?
Oh, okay.
So that black jersey, guys, like there's the stripes and then there's the black jersey. That one you have to wear Nike because it's House of Hoops is Nike.
Nike, yeah.
So you can't wear Adidas shoes wearing your House of Hoops jersey. It's a rule. Anyhow, so if
the
I have to wear Jordan, yeah, the more you know. I have to wear basketball shoes all day and Jordans all day. I can't do it. I don't know how people do it. After a couple hours, I'm done. I bought a pair of Kyries one day because I forgot my basketball shoes.
Okay.
So I had to grab something. So price point, definitely. I was like, okay, the grade school Kyrie is quick. I had to buy something in the morning before I started work. So I think they're called Hot Punch or something Punch. It's kind of like that reddish burgundy with the pink swoosh.
Okay.
It's something Punch. It's called. Pick those up quick. And I was like, okay, it'll do. And I'm obsessed with Kyrie shoes. I love it. I could wear it all day. My foot still feels like lightweight enough. It's like not heavy. It's just comfy.
I did wonder why you had a Kyrie in your collection. Because it didn't match
the rest of my stuff. But hey,
yeah, now I know.
Yeah, I have it. That was the story behind why I got it. And that would be my basketball shoe if I had any skills on the court, which
ooh.
I don't.
Okay.
Respect
I'd
that.
Pick a Kyrie too. Yeah.
A Kyrie
no,
too?
No. I mean, I would also pick a Kyrie as they're doing well, right? And that would be my choice because LeBrons are too bulky for me, I find. And they're nice. They're great. But
and
just
they're
on
too expensive.
Me, they're the,
my opinion.
Yeah. But for me, I always say it's comfort and it's how I feel in them and the look. And Kyrie's would be that would be my pick. That's my top. Nice. Yeah.
I like that.
Out of PG, Kyrie, LeBron.
Kobe.
Kobe right now.
KD.
KD, ooh. It would Kyrie would be mine, my choice.
I do like those.
We've had this
Kobe
talk,
ADs,
huh?
I like those Kobe ADs.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're very nice.
Very nice. Ball in 750s.
Easy.
Really?
Oh, what a
really?
Baller!
Yeah.
In cherry 750s.
Yeah,
or mine.
It fit.
Cherries.
And speaking cherries. About like we're talking about zebras, but I've only worn them once so far since. I'm just scared. There's construction going on outside. I have anxiety. Like, I can't even...
Well, I was just talking to Mike Offbot about this.
Yeah.
There's this whole thing about my creams being...
dirty?
Stained.
I haven't worn mine once yet.
Mais tu dis quoi? The actual tip that was successful was to cover the stain with Armor All toothpaste that has bleach.
Huh.
Arm and Hammer. Sorry, Armor All. Ayoy. Arm and Hammer.
Yep.
And it actually bleached.
That little part?
That
so it's
little
like
part.
Not off-white anymore?
No, it's
white.
But you know what? I worn them, and then it was kind of like a... So there's some sort of construction downtown these days, so there's a lot of dust on St. Catherine. And they're not getting dirty. They're just getting like a a darker cream.
Oh man, so but you like
dust,
it?
Ben oui. So the dust kind of covers like the creamish, whitish tip, and they look so good worn. You have to be like smart and careful as well. Like you don't walk in the rain with them, you know, like you don't
cut the grass.
You don't cut the grass with them. You don't like step over your foot with them. Like you don't like, you know.
I refuse to wear them to work. I just refuse.
Well, work, you're in like a high traffic area and there's a lot of people stepping around.
I know, but your work is a bit different vibes than mine.
What do you mean?
Oh. Mine gets a little gritty, you know?
She has an escalator in her store.
Escalator, right. Elevator, like I'm climbing ladders. I don't think you climb ladders at your job.
Yeah, sometimes.
You have high ladders?
I run up and down the stairs all the time. And my store is super dirty. It's St. Catherine. Everyone's like, you know?
Maybe.
Walking in and out. The floor is dirty all the time. Anyway, so, and my point is that the same goes for the zebras. I found that they've became much better looking than when they originally came out the box. Yeah.
Okay.
With a lot of worn. Like, I wore them to New York, walked in New York a lot with them. Like, they just look so good now that the upper is, like, a bit softer. The white is not as crisp anymore. The sole got really dirty, washed it off. Like, it has some character now, you know?
If anything, you'll just toothpaste the shit out of them and they'll just go super white.
Yeah.
Be white and gray.
Yeah.
Man, you know, like, well, as sneakerheads, I don't think anyone purposefully goes through like a Spartan race or like a Tough Mudder. Like,
if I have to, I'll do it.
Coming soon.
So we're careful. Instinctively, we're careful. So
for sure.
I think you should just test it out.
It's just because
just make sure it doesn't rain.
It starts really bothering me. It'll bother me a lot. Like I'll get mad.
My problem is people not wearing their Yeezys is like, do you know what you're missing on?
I know.
Like how amazing it is to wear those shoes. Like you worn your Belugas so much, didn't you?
Yeah, but but the dirt doesn't show on them. Yeah,
that's a good color to wear.
I don't care. Like, you know what it feels like.
Camouflages.
Like,
Feels. So why do you restrain yourself from that feeling?
I one of my pet peeves in life is white being dirty. I can't stand it. Like a crisp white t-shirt
You did wear those to your weekend concert, right?
Which ones?
The white.
Oh, the creams.
You said you wore them to the concert.
Ultra I wore my Ultra Boost.
Oh, okay.
And I had anxiety, too.
Why?
Okay.
That'll happen.
But it was step by step.
Okay.
But I wasn't, like, in a mosh pit. I was, like, you know, in a seat.
Okay.
And there was people passing with their food trying to, like, cross over me, and I was like, whoa. It was stressful.
This will give you anxiety. So in the morning when I go to work,
I want to get rid of them if they get stained. Like, I'll be pissed.
Ah, wow.
Then just beat them to the ground.
It's just, you know.
So check this out.
Let me explain to you. It's like an electronic, you know, when your iPhone cracks or something, and it's like, I just need a new phone. That's the comparison.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. But, okay, look. In the morning, when I'm going to work, I'm carrying a lot of bags because I tend to carry a lot of sneakers with me. And I also pick up like a coffee on the way in. So imagine in one hand holding several bags and a coffee and you're walking at the same time.
Okay.
And so you're trying to balance all the bags and the coffee, but eventually the coffee is going to just spill out of the cup a little bit. And where does the drop land?
In your stride.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of times I'm walking and I don't know and there's coffee dripping on my shoe.
That's crazy.
And I only realize after I put my coffee down and drop all the bags.
That's crazy.
And sometimes I won't think to look at my shoes. Yeah, on whatever I'm wearing. And sometimes I won't think about it. And I won't notice till much later in the day when the coffee has dried up.
It would really bother me. I'm just... Everybody has things, you know? White, I can't stand.
Yeah. It's good.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Step by step, yo.
Well, the three shoes I haven't worn... My zebras, I haven't worn my goddesses yet. And I love all three of those shoes. And my cream Yeezys.
Cream.
Anyways, I need to crep protect them. I have sitting in my closet and I haven't
He did it.
Okay.
Yeah. I did it too.
Maybe not on Yeezys. Maybe it works on other sneakers, but
maybe the crep didn't get into the little space.
No, my experience
space
was not successful.
Yeah. How many times did you spray?
We'll do a taste. We'll do a taste, a test. We'll do a test one day and we'll figure it out.
Like comparison.
Yeah. But yeah. I did it. Hmm.
Cleaning your shoes, something that you rarely have time for. Well, I don't have time for it.
I love doing it.
I love doing it too.
But when do you have time to do it?
Once a month.
Once a month? I've been neglecting my shoes for a long time then. Like the past 3 months, I haven't cleaned anything.
So I think if you try and do like a sneaker cleaning session and you try to do like many of them, yes, this takes a lot of time.
It does.
But sometimes I'll just be like, I'll see this pair and I'll be like, oh shit, let me clean it right, like quick. And especially like Jason Mark, whatever cleaner you use, Sneaker CR, Shoeviner or whatever, Crepe or whatever, like you just, you know, put yourself like boom, little like bowl of water, take a brush,
nice warm
water, cling, cling, cling.
I was watching the basketball game.
Pop a Corona, you know, and then boom, your shoes clean.
Do you guys have a favorite cleaner to use?
Baby wipes.
I like to try different ones.
I tried a new one this week, the Sneakerser one.
Sneakerser.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense with the logo. First thing I noticed when I opened the bag was I pulled out the brush. Man, that's a really heavy-duty brush. Did you notice that when you pulled yours out?
No, I didn't.
The brush was the first thing I noticed. It was very coarse and very... Like, if you take that to a pair of Yeezys, it's going to mess them up.
Huh. On the upper?
Yeah.
Of course.
Like, crazy. Yeah. And I noticed that I used some Jason Mark brush on them with the solution of the Sneakers ER, and it didn't foam up as much as... You have to use their brush.
Okay.
That's what I've noticed.
Prime knit uppers, I would go microfiber towel.
They only need a little scrub.
That's a complicated word.
It's hard to say.
Microfiber towel.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's what I use for upper, and then for the sole, I just like brush the shit out of it.
Yeah,
I don't clean the sole. I clean when the midsole.
I have to, okay, because
I
like,
wipe the midsole.
No,
but because
like every other Yeezy, so like the copper, the green, the bread, and the belugas, I worn them a lot in the winter, like in the snow.
Yeah,
so they would get calcium on it.
Salt, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just like use the brush, just give them a really deep clean. And then I would have this really OCD obsession of just like grabbing a towel and drying stripe by stripe on the sole.
In between the
my
creases,
God, that felt so good. Yes.
<That's> awesome.
Do you clean your soles?
Not the outsole, just like the midsole.
Okay, the midsole.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's on Yeezys, it just feels so good to just like go like one by one, you know. Sorry, that sounds weird.
That's good.
I hate seeing rocks stuck
under.
Same.
I need to find like a little like screwdriver.
I take a toothpick.
That's fair.
Toothpick will work, yeah.
Because sometimes I'll wear my shoes into the house and I could just hear it on the ceramic.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. That's bad.
Clank.
Or when you get
I'm
those gums,
find this rock
like
in
those
my shoe room somewhere. So I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah. Take it off right away. You know when you get a gum and then you work all day, you just notice it until.
Holy cow.
At the moment. It happened to me a couple of times where you just like notice it as you put the shoe back in the box and the gum is like already like
crusty,
brown, disgusting. Yeah.
Ice.
You ice it down. You like you rub some ice on it. It hardens it and you just
you guys
pop
are
it off.
Geniuses. My God.
I've never heard that. Wow.
Well, that's crazy.
Same thing for hair.
Really?
Yeah, gum in hair.
Oh,
just
wait.
Chop it off.
I was planning on trying tonight. Okay.
That's cool. That's really cool. Do we want to go into a little bit of mail time? I know we kind of skipped it last week-ish.
Before we get into mail time, I wanted to maybe run through a little process with all of you. There was something mentioned to me a while back. I didn't bring it up to you guys, but I had a small chat conversation with one of our listeners about how... It would be great if we could sometimes put ourselves into the listener's shoes. And by that, it was more in the way of we are kind of all advanced in our shoe collection, shoe collecting, us in the community of sneakers and all. But some some of the listeners are newer, some of the listeners are just starting out, and they might not be able to relate to us all the time with some of the things that we talk about. So I thought it would be good if we all went back in time, but stayed in the present and started over our collections.
Ooh.
Wow. Right? So knowing what you know now, what you've learned and everything, what if, I don't know, one day you decide to move to another part of the country or another country, but there's just no way for you to bring your whole collection with you. And it's time for you to start over. So you've made the decision to start all over. How would you do it? What would you, would you be planning? Would you just go with what you love? Would you, would it be more from the heart, from the brain? How do you do it? And it might show some of the new listeners, not the new listeners, but the new collectors, how they might go about starting a collection. It also ties into with the second question that I got. Someone DM'd me and said, I'm starting out in sneakers. Can you give me tips on what to do? And it was very general, his question. And there's so many ways that I can answer that, right? So I had to start asking him questions about like what specifics and blah, blah, blah. So I knew where to direct my answer. But let's say I give you guys a criteria. Let's say, how would you start your first five pairs of sneakers if your range was $100, $150 per sneaker? You know?
Ooh.
What could you build from that?
Okay.
You know?
Wow.
So you don't need to list five altogether, but like if anyone has ideas, just go ahead. Yeah.
Any shoes?
You're a new sneakerhead. You have knowledge. Because you've gone through stuff, but maybe this person reads a lot on blogs,
listens to the podcast.
And then they decide to, okay, let's begin. What kind of suggestions could you give them? Something in the 150 range, right? So someone that wants to stay smart with their money and not go overboard.
I have an answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you got no plug?
No plug. Like, you just go at it.
You're fresh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what advice to give somebody else if I'm talking about how I would start over.
Yeah.
If this helps anybody.
I'm telling you, everyone here is going to start over.
Right? I would strategically go, like, know my categories of what kind of stuff I want to get. So I would, like for example, I would definitely build, like, my Air Max collection a different way.
So what would you get?
I would get... if I could start over, I would really focus on like the key ones that I want and have used my money to purchase those. For example, over the years, I've bought a lot of not junk, but just like random Air Maxes.
So this scenario that I'm proposing to you is your sneakers are $150.
Yeah. So I would.
No more.
So I would try to get like all the ones. I mean, you know, we've talked about like some missing pairs that I have. I definitely get those.
Like what?
Like the Air Max one, the Royals, the blue ones that I wanted from you.
Yeah.
I want that pair. And I wish I didn't spend my money over the past years on so much other stuff that I don't care about.
If you couldn't get like the OG retro that just came out this year, because it's over your price range.
Over 150, yeah.
Would you take like a variant of that, like a tape, Air Max one tape?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Because I you know my shoes, I have a lot of like random colorways of like Air Max 90s or Air Max, mostly Air Max 90s actually, just like not important colors, I guess I could say, just colorways, you know what I mean? That aren't anything special, but I just like the color and I just bought them because I love Air Max. So I'm like, let me just load up on a bunch of Air Maxes, even though they weren't like significant. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And
so that's my answer. I would definitely build a more strategic collection based on like, okay, I'm building an Air Max collection, which are the ones I want, and I would aim to buy those specific ones and not just buy random stuff off the wall or because it's on sale or because I'm at an outlet and just load up a collection full of random stuff.
So
If I were to start from scratch, and the budget is 150 for 5 pairs of shoes?
No. Yeah, like $150 per shoe.
Per shoe?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, from when I started and from where I am now, I would definitely go with quality over quantity. So instead of getting a bunch of shoes at one or at 150, I would combine and buy one money pair a shoe or two key shoes.
Yeah.
And start off with that, such as I'd get a all-white pair of Ultra Boost, or I'll get a pair of Maltese instead of getting five other pairs of shoes at one or 150. But if I did have to go to 150 route,
yeah,
I would get a pair of Vans.
Like, yeah, that's good.
That's
a simple pair. Of,
essential.
Yeah. A pair of Vans. I would definitely hunt to get something at a higher grade at a better price, such as probably a secondhand pair of multi fly knits,
mm-hmm.
or a second pair of Ultra Boost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to select shoes that I'm going to wear instead of stock and choose, you know, 5 times out of the year to wear them.
Yeah.
I'll definitely go with stuff I could beat and be comfortable in. And yeah, that's one thing I did wrong. I was just buying a bunch of shoes in every colorway and never wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
But now I would actually rock them. I'd get a pair of Gazelles, like a burgundy pair, or a green pair. What else would I get? I'd get a pair of, what's an essential? Like a...
So you got Vans, old school, a Gazelle in there, and
yep. Maybe a Reebok Classic. Get a Reebok Classic.
Reebok Classic.
In there.
Okay. Reebok Club C. I'm a big fan of those. Yeah. Those 85. Dope. Yeah.
Nike's a bit tough just to find it in that range. I think I would have to hunt for that.
Yeah, but it's not bad. Like recently, like just the last couple of days, footlocker.ca was having a nice sale where it was like, I think $25 on $125 purchase, or $35 on $150 and $50 off $200. If you get that,
off the $200
racer for $200 minus that $50 coupon,
oh, that fits.
You're forget the taxes. You're in that range, right?
So I would get that. It's plausible. And then, possible. Probably a pair of Air Max 95s if I could find like a solid white. That'd be dope.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I would definitely choose colors where I know I'd be wearing them on a daily. Yeah.
I feel like I would figure out my style first.
Mm.
So I would curate my sneaker selection more about the way, also about the way I dress.
Yeah.
You know, like I would try to, there's different approach. So you could dress up with the way your shoes tell you to dress up, type of deal, because there are some shoes that don't look good with specific type of clothes,
yeah,
pants, tees or whatever. So I would kind of just like determine like what kind of style I have and then what kind of suits it. Definitely essentials, like like superstars,
stands,
classic QTs. Because they don't necessarily like go for a lot of money, like those new
ADVs
go, refined AQT support. If we're talking on the Adidas side, I wouldn't go for five. Five is already too much to start. Like if we,
but
go
I'm
like
saying progressively, maybe within the year,
you try
to buy five.
So
pairs
like
of
I would probably like maybe purchase like two essentials,
yeah,
and then stack that rest of money and just trying to get that extra special shoe.
Yeah,
3-day rotation. I think that's pretty fair.
That's pretty good.
I will have to agree with Chloe on beginnings. In the beginnings, you're just like, when you're getting cuckoo about sneakers, you just buy like...
Yeah, you go savage.
Yeah,
man.
Buy. Like, I think I told this in one of the first pods, like the first sneaker that really got me into shoes was the Puma Suedes.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because I saw them in the newspaper. Sports Express was having a sale, $50 for the green. colorway of the suede, the gray, the black, and the blue. And in my head, it was like, yo, I need the four of them.
Yeah.
But at some point, I figured, like, the green was the one that I was wearing the most. And those other ones I ended up, like, wearing as well, but maybe not as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when Adidas came into play, well, I would just buy whatever. And then...
Don't do that, guys.
No, just like...
Yeah. Don't buy for price.
Don't buy for price, and don't go too fast. Yeah. This is like, we are living in an era where everything comes out every second day, and the next thing you know, the social media will forget about this shoe in like 4 days. If you know True. What I mean. Yeah. Like, so like whatever like shoe is coming out, the next day we won't talk about it because it's already the next drop. So pick and choose, take your time. Don't try and beat the clock when it comes to releases.
I like that.
Yeah. Just like, yo, buy like that sneaker boy wish that I just got a couple weeks ago. No one talks about it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like it's different, you know, like it's different from back in the days. If you're trying to go back, if I had everything that I like straight up, like if something happens to me in my life, I need to move, go somewhere, I can bring my shoes and I'm on a budget, but I still want to represent my colors with the shoes that I wear, I would definitely go with essentials and figure out my style starting from there.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would do. But yeah, just to go back to the listeners, man, like figure out your style and don't worry about it. Like, figure out your style and what you like and what you represent, and then whatever you wear will make sense, if that makes sense.
Another thing I used to do last year, and now it's changed this year, is, do you remember the time we used to go shopping? I'd be like, oh, how many times do I see myself wearing this shoe?
Yeah, totally.
In a year. And my number used to be 5 times.
If it's 5, you'll buy it?
If it's 5, I'll buy it.
Okay.
I think you should aim for like 25 times instead of 5.
It's
this year I'm aiming for a higher number because I gotta rock the shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get that.
So when you pick, ask yourself if you're really gonna rock the shit instead of just looking at it on your shelf, because I got a lot of those shits.
Yeah, because at some point the box just like they stack up
and you forget,
especially if you keep the boxes. Especially if you're me and the boxes are all blue, well, they all blend together. So you forget, you know. Definitely take your time.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't buy for price. Figure out if you're going to wear it a lot.
I mean, if the price is good and you're going to wear it a lot.
Then it's win-win-win.
Then it's win-win-win-win. Yeah, yeah, win.
Yeah. Oh, another essential is also a Jordan 1.
Jordan 1 is...
You definitely need a Jordan 1 in your collection. Yeah.
And the way things are going, look, we've encountered a lot. Just today, I sent Chloe a text with like 4 pairs of Jordan 1s that were on sale. And it under that 150 mark.
Yeah.
So like, patience, right? A little bit of patience always works in your favor. And exactly what Alex said, yeah. Like, not only does the hype or the attention on a sneaker go away really fast, a very short amount of time in the sneaker game will heal a lot of like wounds. You lost on one release, by next week you might win and then all is good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe I'm gonna propose to you guys other scenarios. Like, so we did the 150 range sneakers. What if you have decided on your style and you go, I'm going to be a Jordan guy. What 5 sneakers would you aim for? Now, I'm not talking about, like, the price is the price, but what 5 pairs of Jordans do you think
are essential?
Or a good way to start a collection?
And we're not doing the 150?
No, just whatever.
Jordan 1, 100%.
Which one?
Bread.
Bread?
Bread.
For sure.
Aim for bread.
I like the black and white. Partial to that.
Yeah, black and white, you'll wear that every day.
Yeah.
You could wear it every day. Easy.
Yeah. And what? even the mids, too. If you still want to get mids, if you're into the mid game, you don't like the super high Jordan 1 OGs. To each their own, right?
The new love is...
a mid?
Is a great pick.
For that a is mid. A nice shoe.
It's actually
probably one of the best mids.
It's the only mid I like.
Jordan 6 infrared.
Which one? The black. Black. Or black?
Black infrared. You think
black's the way to go? Yeah.
I kind of regret selling that pair.
Okay. Really?
Yep. I don't know if I'd wear it. I don't think I'd wear it. But part of me is like, me. Looks nice.
What else? What else? So we got a Jordan 1. We got a Jordan 6.
Jordan 3.
Jordan 3. Yep. Yes.
Which one?
Cement.
Yeah.
Cement. Actually.
White or black?
Or go in the 4 in a cement and then get the 3 in a bread.
3 in the bread?
See, I'd go 4 bread, 3 cement. Black cement.
Yeah, you could do that too.
But then you have 2 black sneakers.
That's true.
I think you can't go wrong with the true blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying the top 5 we would pick?
Not top 5, but like something that would round up a nice beginning of a Jordan collection. And... you know, if you're smart about it, you don't have to break the bank on like every pair.
No.
You can get
you can do hunting. You can hunt down some cool cheap like, Jordans.
I keep seeing pictures of the Cyber Jordan 3.
The Cyber Monday, yeah.
And I really like it. But, you know, if
you're
I only had
good shots. Yeah. I saw them in person and I just felt quality wasn't.
No? Okay. Yeah.
It had no wow factor.
Maybe I saw a bad pair that just had glue on it, but
very possible.
Okay, so we got Jordan 4, Jordan 3, Jordan 1, Jordan 6. What other one?
11.
I find this question hard because I'm like thinking.
Come on, you're an 11 girl, right?
No, she's 11 low.
11 low.
But this is the advice I'd be giving to a person advising them on what I think would be or if I could start over my collection.
Well, okay, you.
What about yours? Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Because mine, I mean. Okay, ones.
Give me 5.
Ones.
Yep.
4s.
Yes.
Do I have to say which one or just the numbers?
We'll just start with the numbers first.
Okay,
we'll
ones, 4s, 5s.
A 5, okay.
10s, absolutely.
All right.
Ugh, and then if I have to pick, then 11 will be my 5th.
Okay.
I want to throw 9 in there, but if I have to pick 5, then I'm... Yeah, okay. Those would be my numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 11.
That's yours?
1, 2, 3, 4, 11.
Yep.
Okay.
That's me.
Mike?
Oh, no 5 in yours? No.
1, 3, 4, 6, 11.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I have 11, you have 11, you have 11. We all have 1 in ours too?
Yeah.
We all have 1. So 1 and 11 is the... Okay.
1, 11. Yeah, get your hands on those.
Alex, you want to ask
Alex will take one of everything.
Well, I could ask you guys the same for... Adidas make.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
What is there like you put any put
you didn't see
any restrictions or anything or
just go buck wild? No, just yeah, go buck wild.
Okay.
No, no.
Yeah,
buck wild. It's too much.
Yeah.
Go
200 cap
family touchable. Like go for the ones that are shelf shoes. Like the one that you're going to walk in the store.
Okay.
That you have a possibility of picking up off the shelf.
So which top 5?
Yeah. To build a collection. You're right. Starting
and
off.
And if you don't know, honest.
I mean, I don't even own a pair of classic Superstars or Stan Smiths, so I'd get one of each of those.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't either, I need
to, every year I tell myself, like, I got to get one because it's basic. Something basic to have, but, so I would get classic Stan Smith, classic Superstar, the white with the black line Superstar, and the white and green Stan Smith. And after that, I don't know yet. Those are my first two.
Do you like Ultra Boost?
Well, yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah, that's a good third.
You like Alpha Bounce?
From myself, no.
No.
Doesn't appeal to me. For me, give me more suggestions.
Any of the new AQTs that you like?
I think I would get an Iniki.
Iniki,
the UT.
Okay,
that's good.
Great choice.
And then I'm missing one.
Tubular? Tubular.
No. I'm missing one.
Iniki?
Come on. Yeah, I would do Iniki over.
NMDs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and an NMD.
OG?
Yeah, that would be the 5, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Chris?
I would get some Lillards.
Yeah.
Lillard 3.
Nice.
That all red one, that Roots. Yeah. I would actually get a... A Harden.
Nice.
I would get a Harden.
Mr. Basketball right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basketball Jones.
The ADV that you showed me just this week, it's the all-white one, but it's kind of like a terry cloth upper instead of the usual mesh.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was smooth.
Yeah.
And, yeah, let me see. What else? I would get... I guess you kind of... I don't want to do Stan and Superstar. I think I would get a Stan Smith.
Okay.
Right? And...
You like those Climacools?
I do like those Climacools. I would get a Climacool.
Yeah.
I would get an all-black one. I have an all-black. I would get an all-black Climacool.
Nice.
Very versatile.
Yeah. Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
Really cool. Underrated.
Clarel?
Moi, je prendrais... I would take a pair of Gazelles.
Bring in
Ultra Boost.
I would get a pair of EQTs.
What model?
Probably a support.
Yeah. Support. Support.
Can't go wrong.
Three.
I love that you guys take this seriously. That's amazing. Super smooth. Means a lot to me. What was it? After EQT support?
I'd probably get a pair of... No, not that pair. I'm happy with those three.
I would like to trade my Stan Smith in for like a Gazelle or a Campus or something.
Fair.
Because I'm not a Stan Smith girl. Like, it's just not my style.
Campus look really good. They're dropping tomorrow at my store. They look really good.
Yeah, I would trade because I like the Stan Smith. It's not me, though. So I'd like to trade.
Campus is a good compromise between, like, I find Superstar and Gazelles.
Yeah.
I like Campus a lot.
It's Alex, really cool. Do you know the story about the Mokba?
Mokba. What is this?
I'm pronouncing it wrong, I'm sure. It's the Moscow?
Moscow what?
It's, it's cool. It's a cool article to read. If you guys want to Google it, you'll read about it. Adidas, Moscow.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Gazelle, Moscow?
Yeah.
Nice. The Gore-Tex one?
No.
No? The origins of it?
Yeah, it's a history lesson.
Now you made me curious.
So we Google it.
Intrigued.
Nice.
A little bit of homework for you guys.
Mikey, top five Adidas.
I would go with a Superstar. I'd go with a NMDR1. I'd go with an EQT support. I'd go with a Tubular Nova PK.
Ooh, nice.
And I'd also go with a one more White Mountaineering Campus.
Ooh. Name that specific. Nice.
Okay.
I'd go with two more boosts.
EQT support OG. Mm-hmm. That was like 140 when it came out in my store and it sat forever. So happy I have them. EQT support ultra because it's an amazing compromise between style and comfort, heritage,
huge,
and flavor, whatever. Probably a ZX8000 because it's this is what got me into running. Torsion Allegra, if you know, you know. And most probably... What would I get? Oh my God, so much. I'll probably get... Another... No, I would get like a Superstar. Because Superstars took me places. Like Superstars was my like dancing, skydiving, skate. I skateboard in my Superstars still to this day. I dance on concrete in my Superstars. I do everything in my Superstars. They travel generations and they're just an undefeated, I find.
They're like construction boots.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're really, really amazing. So Superstars.
Cool, cool, cool.
That's good.
Yo, I think it's a really cool question to ask yourself if you're listening and you're sometimes wondering where to start, where to pick from. Again, I will repeat this, but it goes really, really fast.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming a bit, the sneaker thing. It's really overwhelming. there's also, as much as we maybe not like it, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's also this kind of feeling that, like, sometimes you maybe need to fit in in your purchases with the rest of the world. The cool factor, as much as we don't necessarily like it, it comes into play once in a while. Just be true to you and take your time. That makes sense.
And and any identity you form of yourself is fine. Like if you're with a bunch of friends getting into this at the same time and you guys all want to rock the same stuff, that's cool too. Like, I understand individuality, but like, it's also good to have like a nice rudder.
Yeah.
People to direct you in the right way. Bounce ideas off other people. We all do it here, right?
Like, yeah.
Text to each other and say, is this worth it? Does this make sense? Or I'll get an answer saying that shoe is not you, and I'm like, you're right.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, pretty cool. I don't know if you guys want to bring it back to, like, we try to like change the way we think a bit. You want to come back up and go like, just pick one hype shoe that you'd like to start your collection with, or?
Hey, that's a tough one.
Yeah, open up the gates.
Okay. Maybe
like a shoe you'd have to line up for.
What shoe that you really think is like really fucking cool right now? Yeah, something you'd spend like 24 hours out there, 48 hours out there just to get.
I feel like anyone into the Boost technology should put their hands on a 9317.
9317,
yeah, whichever colorway. Like, dope. If you're into the hype and the Boost and the stuff, like 9317. If you haven't tried them on, treat yourself.
Okay.
Treat yourself.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
So the white mountaineering 9317. Let's say you had time, like you had nothing better to do. Would you spend like 2 days out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 For the colorway, the execution, the comfort, the quality,
what it means, and as
my love for the,
or as a representation of who
myself,
you are.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be worth it.
Definitely.
Okay. Cool. Definitely.
Anyone else?
I'm thinking. Chloe, you're thinking too.
This must be, yeah.
Chloe, I wouldn't line up.
But what shoe would you invest time into?
Like into a raffle.
No, like
camp
actual court. Efforts.
Yeah. Definitely a pair of Yeezys.
If I had Yeezys, no, like, yeah.
No responsibilities. Or
exactly.
Anything,
you have the time.
Yeah, I would do a Yeezy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any?
Well, it'd have to be a dope colorway that I'd wear all the time.
Okay. Olive.
Yeah, like the olive. If olive ever comes out,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Turtle Dove gets re-released.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cherry, this is a completely new concept to you to line up for a sneaker, because you've worked in stores the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
What is there a shoe out there that you look at and you're like, yeah, I would invest time out in the streets for?
Like, if I had to pick any shoe that,
yeah,
so let's pretend I don't have it already.
Exactly.
It would Air Max 90 infrared.
Air Max,
like 90, the OG one.
OG, you would camp for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like, dope. I love cool. That shoe.
I like that. Yeah, totally. I see it. Yeah.
Actually, I changed mine.
Yeah.
I think it'd be like an Air Mag.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, wow. Air Mag.
Yeah.
Wow. Totally. Yeah, we're definitely spending time out there. We're going to have to charge you 4 days, though, not 2 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Mike.
I want to say. I want to go a little bit left field here. I would go for an A6 Gelite 3 Volcano.
You'd spend 2 days out there?
Three days? Yeah, yeah, I would. I love that
totally
shoe.
Totally worth it.
Huh.
I love that shoe. Woo!
Okay.
Yeah.
Left field.
Yeah. Very cool. I think I'd go Bred one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'd spend some time out there. Yeah. If I didn't have it, if like I wanted to start off, make an impact, Bred one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Start off with an Air Mag.
That's the only shoe you have to wear. Wow. Clever.
Cut the grass.
So, aside from, let's say you were starting out in the sneaker world, and so then you have like a couple of sneakers in your pocket and everything.
Is there something else you would undertake to, or any advice you would give to a new sneaker collector that could enhance the whole experience of buying sneakers? So you're new in the game, you go in a store, you buy a sneaker, it's in your collection now. It can't be the end of it, right? What other things could this person do to like augment everything around them, sneaker-wise?
I think they should hunt. I think they should hunt online. They should go on eBay. They should go into groups. There's a lot of stuff out there that was released a long time ago that might interest you, and it might fit your budget.
There may be things also that you haven't seen, right?
Yeah.
Stuff that you had no idea that dropped.
Yeah.
I find that when I'm like searching online or going through like websites, finding stuff that I had like no idea what shoe this was, but the shot of it is just so nice. Then you do a little background on it. It's pretty cool. I have a hard time with like when I have say $150 to spend on a pair of shoes, it's burning a hole in my pocket. I want something now. I find that hard, and that's something I need to get away from. That's something that a new sneakerhead should do, is just like chill, wait for the right moment. If you have to stack that 150 with another, buy something really nice.
Don't let the prices or the specials or the deals lure you in into a purchase. Make sure that you're gonna actually rock the shit.
Yeah.
Like, don't be like, oh my god, this shoe is three and I'm getting it for one. But like, just make sure you're gonna fucking wear that shit.
Yeah. That's good.
There's tons of fucking deals out there.
I think like browsing on Instagram for like sneaker photos is a great way to like enhance the whole experience.
Yeah.
Cuz you can see and learn, and you can tell how much you can do with just a pair of sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Like how much one person could change other people's lives with a specific photo of a sneaker. And from there, you can figure out, well, if this person's doing it, I could probably do it. Or maybe it opens up your like different views of how you look at sneakers. So that's what I would suggest. Like,
or how you roll your jeans.
Style.
There's another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Learn about style. Explore page. Very good.
Very good.
Anyways,
explore page.
Guys, we got tons of mail this week.
Let's
shall we give some love to our followers?
Yeah. How many questions shall we do, Cherry?
Between
how many questions should we answer? Three.
Let's
three.
Three's good.
Perfect.
Okay. Three's good. I like that. Let me just check through the old DMs here. Okay, we have one here from Prime Supreme at Prime Supreme on Instagram. What's your favorite Canadian sneaker boutiques? Any favorite consignment shops? Support your local shops. That's what he says. Obviously, you guys are a little bit biased in this opinion.
Adidas Originals Montreal.
Oh, there's one. And Foot Locker House of Hoops, I imagine.
For sure. I'm going to stick to my...
Okay, so let's go with Chris and Chloe and I.
All right. How many shops do they want?
Just like your favorite ones. You don't really have to rank them. Just ones that you dig.
Yeah, I'm down with Off the Hook. I'm talking boutiques only, okay, guys? Yeah. The boutiques. Two people
on this. Fair. Fair.
Boutiques. So Off the Hook, Montreal.
Yep, great one.
They're a big fan. Courtside Sneakers.
Yeah.
Out in the Maritimes. And I don't know. What else you guys got?
What else? I was going to say Off the Hook. Of course, Montreal's got Exclusivity. You can get some good stuff there. Chloe?
Exclusivity's great.
Yeah. And you got one like pretty close to you guys on the shore, which is nice.
Got okay. In Toronto.
They're expanding.
I like Livestock, what they're doing.
Yeah.
I like how they further the game in terms of like working with brands and creating sneakers and creating actual spaces for like special events. For sneaker launches, I like what they do.
Normal is great.
Yep, Normal in Ottawa, good stuff. All right, let's go into the next one. Anyone?
There's a cool one coming from Cape Cod.
Oh,
Cape Town.
Cape Town, South Africa.
Yeah, sorry. Yo. How could I say Cape Cod? Shame on me. Cape Town, South Africa. Yo. So greetings from South Africa. It comes from on Instagram. It's at N-U-H-R. So no. So bad with names.
No.
What's up, man? He sends us a picture of the Alexander Wang basketball shoe.
Oh, yeah.
And he says that he's a recent-ish listener, first-time DMer. So welcome to the pod.
Welcome to the family.
Really digs the pod. He's asking us, I would love to hear your take on these. I know you guys touched on high fashion kicks some time back, but what about designers, sneaker brands, Alexander Wang's, Raf Simons, Jeremy Scott, and etc. And are collabs with stores be more hyped or better? So I don't know if you guys want to maybe reword this one. Hmm. Are collabs with stores better than designers collabs? Or let's just go like this. Do we like sneaker designer collabs?
Are we all collabs?
Yeah. Oh.
I think they're fairly equal in my opinion.
They all have their own, you know, there's something special about every one of them.
Yeah.
That's why they're a collab.
First of all, for me, a collab will get me for its design and its heritage. So whatever like is buying the collab, and then if the name fits to something that I relate to, or a brand, or a place, a shop, a person that I relate to. Cherry has made fun of us one time because we were like runny.
But
yeah. Yeah, shout out to Ronnie.
But so yeah, so whatever, like sometimes, you know, sometimes you know, I think it's more like about the design itself. It's the story behind the design and the shoe and the collab, and then the name for me.
I have to say, yeah, there are so many collabs happening these days, much more than, let's say, 5 years ago, that it's, unless it's one of those like primo, no, I can't say that. All these guys are talented. I think it's, yeah, it really has to go with the design. Like, if I look at it, if it makes sense to me, if I understand it, then yeah, I'll start from there.
I really like that, like, a lot of people are making collabs with the non-major brands. So, Adidas and Nike, like, there's a lot of Diodoras, a lot of Reebok, a lot of Asics, a lot of New Balance. A lot of really cool stuff that I see on Instagram, especially Europeans. It's really cool, man.
I think it's a way for it's like a shot for the brand to get their product out there.
Yeah.
Right? To add that little special edition type tag to it. I think it helps everyone. Yeah.
Hmm. That's a good one.
Do we have so one more?
Yeah, I got one here. This one coming from Cherry, yo boy, Ryan Swanger. On Instagram.
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan. This is a good question. Why does Jordan Brand continue with this strategy of weekly low-demand releases rather than delivering higher volumes of sought-after retros and that the market has shown an infinity for, like, say, Royals or Space Jams?
That's a good question. Wish I don't have that answer for. I mean...
You know, when it comes down to it, it's all about the money, right? In my opinion.
I mean, I definitely think they want to keep those, you know, something like Royals or whatever it may be that's limited but in high demand. There's for sure a strategy to keep it super limited and, you know, sought after. Yeah, so I definitely think there's a strategy behind what they're doing. It's the only thing that makes sense. I mean, we all know that Jordans are not, there's so much colorways coming out and there's so much product every week coming out and they're not moving as quick as maybe they used to. I don't have the answer. I don't really know, but...
Well, they're just collecting on a weekly basis versus collecting a lot on a monthly basis.
That's true.
So they're just collecting. So
They're making their money.
Either way, people are buying every single colorway of everything. Yeah, they eventually always move. It's just not as not like release day as it used to be when there was less releases. Like he's saying, monthly maybe. Then they'd all be gone right away. Now they're sitting on shelves longer, but they do eventually go.
Of course.
So.
Well, first, what's a low demand release?
Like, say, what's that? The new Jordan low, the one that, you know, the OVO one?
The Trunner.
Trunner. Not as popular.
So the regular Trunner, like, why do they release that versus they're like always releasing a bread or always releasing?
Exactly.
Well,
diversity.
No, it's, well, okay. If you're looking at it from a sneakerhead's perspective, then you don't understand what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you're asking yourself this question. Because we tend to forget that we're not the only ones buying. We're actually a very small percentage of the people buying sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of other people out there that are buying sneakers that are the majority of, like, the market, right? So we've spoken about this several times on the pod. And because of that, they do their homework. Like, you can't expect a big brand like this to not do their homework and just be launching shoes willy-nilly. Like, yeah, let's just boom, boom, you get shoes. It's not like that. They do research. They see what sells. They see what the masses want, the masses might need. And every now and then they'll maybe launch a shoe that they think that the masses will like, right? The whole thing about marketing is figuring out what the consumer wants before the consumer knows what they want, right? And by putting out all these, a variety of product, like you mentioned, Mike, you're going to get those people that are not sure on what they need yet and that will convince them to buy.
Yeah.
So eventually, the stuff will sell.
Like, yeah.
It has a Nike swoosh on it. It has a Jordan Jumpman on it. It has fucking trefoil on it. That's enough to get the people in the door,
mm-hmm.
and then boom, start paying attention a bit more.
Yeah.
And if you only keep putting out a bread, always keep putting out a Space Jam, the masses will see is like, why doesn't this brand put out more product? They keep putting out the same freaking product.
Yep.
I'm not gonna buy this brand anymore. It makes sense to us because mm-hmm. this is what we want. So it's very normal for a sneakerhead to think, in my collection, I have a lot of NMD. So you know what's the hottest shoe out there? NMD. But you have to figure that you're looking at it from your perspective.
Yep.
The way that brands look is not from your perspective necessarily.
Yep.
Yeah, you're a portion of what's going on.
More a grander scale.
That's my assumption.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't answer from the brand's perspective.
No, yeah. No, not at all. Okay. That was good. I like it. Good mail time. If anyone wants to send us anything for mail time, make sure you DM us on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast, or you can send it in on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. So maybe we'll get to some more next week.
Yep.
Good stuff. Before we go, does anyone want to say any closing words?
I do want to shout out our family. Canada Got Soul.
Yo!
They made a huge move this past week. Or they announced their huge move. They're doing a collaboration with none other than New Era.
Congratulations, guys.
New Era hats.
That's so cool.
New Era cap. So they're going to be putting out their very own Canada Got Soul times New Era cap hat. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to the whole crew. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is next week our 1 year, quote unquote, anniversary? Is it next?
Yeah.
I think it is.
It is next week.
I think so, yeah.
I think it is pretty much next week.
No way.
Yeah. The first episode was recorded and I was not in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You were there in spirit.
I was there in spirit, but yeah. Wow.
Crazy. 1 year has gone by.
We're going to have to, you guys are thinking, celebrate some way.
Yeah, yeah. No, free, I'm already free celebrating. Free shoes for everybody.
Yo, like, no, I would just laugh at that.
And I'm like, not happening.
No, we can't.
Yo, let's...
We'll think on it.
Yo,
right?
We'll think on it.
We got a week to think of something.
Keep locked onto our stories. Maybe we'll announce it there.
Yeah.
What we do. If there's something special, different.
Let's just make a giveaway.
Oh.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. There's a giveaway for sure next week. You have my word.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Stay tuned. I like that.
Ayoy. We'll see. Right. But there is a giveaway next week.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So stay
1 year
tuned
anniversary
to that.
Sneaker podcast.
Yeah, 1 year.
We'll make it happen.
Yo,
we promised.
Pumped.
I also noticed that Brent from Minnesota messaged us on Instagram.
Brent from Minnesota. I answered
Brent,
him.
We see you.
We see you.
We
Brent.
Will. We will.
I got your socks for you.
We got
bro.
You. We got you. Yeah. Don't worry.
Shout out to Brent.
And so thank you to everyone that's listening to the podcast weekly. It's been a crazy year for us.
Yeah.
We're sitting with each other every week on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Soon to be Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
Soon to be.
We're going to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks to everyone for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it. And make sure you go download us on iTunes, rate us, subscribe, Google Play, Podbean. You can get us everywhere. Just type in and go. Ooh. Ooh.
Can we do one last thing?
Yeah.
One last thing. Sorry, guys.
It's cool, cool, cool.
Give me 2 seconds. Chat amongst yourselves.
Oh, my God. What's happening? Okay, Chris is bringing up the duffel bag.
So,
what?
It's been a couple of weeks. We're a bit late on this, but we were waiting on the shipment to come in, and we just wanted to say happy birthday, Alex.
Shut up.
From
what? Oh my God!
No.
So, what? But it's a two-parter.
Should I close my eyes?
You can close. Yeah, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's so cool.
Open your eyes. It's a box.
Tiny box.
Oh.
Not a shoebox.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Tell them what you got.
64 gig SD card. We were just on. Yo, Chris and I, we had this conversation before the pod about just like Instagram, social media, photography, tons of stuff. This conversation I'll keep between us. But this was something I actually wanted to bring up to you. At the end of this conversation, I'm like, yo, I need more space.
Well, okay. So we wanted to get you something functional that we knew you kind of needed.
That's part guys, of it. You guys rock. Yeah, yeah. And then there's a small box.
Yeah. I don't know if you can. I didn't even open it. So I don't know if it's the correct item
Openable.
In there.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. You got it? You
unboxing.
Good?
Okay. I got it.
Guys. He's having a hard time. Anyone? Knife? Yeah.
Knife?
Keys?
Anyone? How excited are you, listeners?
Watch it.
Oh, what the... Okay, it's an actual knife.
Wow, you're...
Oh, Close got the good stuff.
This was so... Like, this... The 25th anniversary birthday has been like a month celebration. This makes no sense.
Speech.
What are those?
apparently, they leave the bill in the box, too.
What is this? What is this?
So he has a little kind of like a...
It's a translucent pouch.
Yeah, pouch.
It says dispatch design manufacturer. Let me unzip it.
Ooh.
Oh, that was good. C'est quoi? Oh, what is this?
It's like a Rastaclot belt
like
or something?
It's like a big-ass Rastaclot.
The biggest Rastaclot you've ever seen.
It's a...
it's a camera strap?
Camera strap.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's a braided camera strap from Dispatch.
Ooh,
this
like 3M laces.
Specific one is 3M.
Bano.
Black 3M.
It looked like a... I thought you got him a giant Rastaclot bracelet.
Yo, pew, pew, pew.
Wrap it a few times.
You literally could wear it.
Yeah.
Yo, you guys... You guys are amazing.
That's super cool.
What?
So,
yo, leather details. What?
Yeah. So, what do you get for the man that has like all the Adidas?
Yeah.
You get him camera shit.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. Good looking out, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So, you guys? Sorry about the lateness.
Oh, my God. I kind of forgot.
That was all part of the plan. Yeah. Hit you when you're not expecting it.
You guys anyway. Oh, you got me a bottle from Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
So that was like, oh, everyone.
Yeah.
Amazing. You guys rock. Thank you so much. That's really cool. I'm going to put it on right now.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right.
Do it. All right. That pretty much sums it up for this episode of the podcast. Episode 20, season 2 in the bag. Yo, he's loving it.
Yeah. No, I'm like obsessed.
He's good.
Amazing.
Okay. So, Alex, if people want to find you on social media, where can they do so?
At Suji Cypher Sons, soon to be 2.0.
Ooh. Cherry, where can people find you?
Cherry.graywall.
Chris, where can people find you?
Christopher.chu.
Chloe?
At Chlorel.
And you can find me at On Air with Mike D. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Catch us next week with a special 1 year anniversary extravaganza. I'll put it that way. Anyways, have a great week. Have a great night. Later.
Bye.
Peace.